When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone's doing well. Just sort of do another little podcast here. And today's topic is specifically inspired by a interesting personal event, an emotional event that happened, and I had some reflection and diarized it, and also journaled this particular event. I think the appropriate heading would be like the heading to this particular topic is called playful nature. And how does that actually excite or cause anxiety into other, your close ones, or in relationships and whatnot? So we're looking at that. And what is it that is going on there? You know, why is it that is it some recorded past resents, or is it the ego at work that doesn't that puts a kind of a non-realistic or an elusive thought, an illusion to the reality that someone's going through? So someone's anxiety it is real for them, but someone who's a way too much of a playful nature, or shows playfulness while someone else is in pain. So I think we should talk to that one, which has come to be an interesting one. Hey guys, So coming back to that, my last point I made, the nature of playfulness, I can see it like an illusion, while other people are like in anxiety, and that's their reality. And we will talk about the ego rules without me knowing, without you knowing. And the triggers are real. The pain we inflict on others is our own pain, and the know it oneself, or the surfaces that surfaces sees the repeating patterns of others of and my own, that makes sense. And let's look at this. It's like let's give it a title for this podcast. Give it a title: the illusion of playfulness, and unveiling the anxiety and reality. So, what's that mean? So, I think the idea came to me because of my I just had an emotional moment with a quite a close friend of mine And that's what happens in relationships. And sometimes, I think we need to be better listeners. And sometimes we can be, we have to be better listeners. Especially as an anxiety coach, and it's interesting how you can listen to someone else is not so related to you. Like, you show empathy and consideration, but when it comes to your loved ones, it's a repetitive pattern, and your inner self, your ego, tends to block that out. But there's a little bit more to it. This conversation about I'm recording this conversation had something to do with Freud's last session. Wonderful movie. Just to lighten up a little things and to be a little bit more playful. If this podcast has something to do. I think it has. There's synchronicity, and it does have, reason for it. So. Let's go with it. The illusion of playfulness and unveiling anxiety in reality. I'm going to be, going through this. Yeah, it's interesting. So, kind of things that we can look at. We need to explore the paradox of perceiving nature as playful while others perceiving anxiety as reality. So, yeah, our perception can be totally wrong, I think the ego has a lot to do with the way we perceive ourselves in comparison to others. And I think we need to know that the reality of one person is not the same as ours. The reality of that person that you're witnessing or observing is not your reality. So sometimes we need to sit into their shoes and be more empathetic towards what's going on with them. And sometimes just understand, they need to be heard, and we need to hear them. We need to be heard. I get that. So just to note there, our reality of what we see or what we perceive is not the same as theirs. So it's good to explore that. The unconsciousness, the influence of the ego is governing our actions without our awareness. As mentioned earlier, it is really governing our actions. The ego is another agenda. The ego is somewhere between the identity ego, the ID ego, and also from somewhere in the super ego, the super consciousness. And this reminds me a lot of talk on from Freud's movie, the Freud's last session. I guess there it is. There's a little bit of that. So our ego is governing our actions, our views, our perceptions. So we've got to be careful of that, and we can really feel into it. And if we're anxious, avoidance will definitely run away from this particular moment, because we'll get too heated in an argument. Yeah, we'll have too much energy thrown onto it. And so the first thing anxious avoidance wants to do is run away. So just be, that's like harness this power, this understanding. The interconnectedness between our own path and the pain we inflict on others. So we'll go into that. That's a bit deep. Sometimes we have stored pain or memories, resents that we're not going to let go. We're not going to let go. It's not easy to let go of these kind of things. It takes a lot of forgiveness. It takes a loving heart. And if someone's stuck in anxiety or they have OCD, they have traits of their character, like they're not able to switch out of this anxious thoughts, that can affect us. So that's a wonderful where we're going with this. So let's look at the playful nature of self-perception. So embracing a playful perspective. We do find joy and wonder in the world around us when we have joyfulness and wonder in the kind of a wonder world. But there's a flick side to this. Cultivating a sense of curiosity and explanation That's a playful nature to be able to cultivate a sense of curiosity and exploration. I think that there can actually help us with coming out of anxiety straight away if we find that we're stuck into it. But that's not the topic today. It's more like, I'm just trying to unpack the playfulness nature. So I find I've got a playful nature. I think I use that as escaping, as a mechanism to avoid stress and pain, past resents, and when that pain gets hurt, you know, and it gets touched, it comes out. It might stay with you for months. It might stay with you for a week. It might stay with you for a couple of days. You'll probably lose some sleep out of this. So let's look at the illusion of playfulness. So now we've looked at the playfulness part of it and the benefits or the beauty of it. But what about the illusions of playfulness? The unveiling the mask of playfulness as a defensive mechanism. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah, we can be playful because it's our defense. That's how we know to avoid the pains or the past pains or the touch points that are there. And we... basically we create this kind of barrier around ourselves, or you know, we get stuck in it, you know, it's our psych walls, it's our psych, our psych walls have been challenged, and it keeps us back in there. It's an illusion. So using playfulness to avoid confronting deeper emotions, that's it, that's the Sigmund Freud stuff, right? And that's wonderful to explore that. Confronting deep emotion that have been stored and they come up as energy levels and consistently triggering. Yep. And then there's the octomy between the external appearance and the internal reality. So what we see, what we feel inside, is not what's projected outside. And that's where the conflicting thing is between, you know, playful nature and not giving that person enough attention. They want to be heard. You don't mean it. You want to be there, otherwise you wouldn't be there to start it, right? You got a call to action, and you go out there and you're trying to serve that person or that relative or you know that hurting person at the moment, and you try to help them out somehow, and you provide them the time and the space. And there's nothing better that you can do for someone is provide them your time. Right, and you do that, and before you know it, sabotage comes in, and your playful nature against the real reality of what's going on. Sometimes we need to step back, and you know, maybe there's, you know, I guess there's always a lesson and a blessing in what we do. So this could be a blessing to you know, fall back here and you actually go deeper in journaling, in the idea: am I triggering that person because my reality is isn't and they think I'm not taking them serious, and because of my playful nature. Anyway, that's something like that. So that's the illusion of playfulness. Let's be more curious when you start journaling on that, exploring this area. And then there's also the anxious reality, the perception of others, how others perceive anxiety and reality. There's this social pressure to conform to anxious expectations also. And then there's the impact of social media on exhibiting anxiety. So all this can have kind of playful things in, you know, even in social media, we are attached to things that appear playful. We're all we're doing is just avoiding the us, the self, the inner self. That's it there. Then we can look at unmasking the hidden anxiety. What's that about? And we can acknowledge the underlying anxiety that did coexist with the playful. Let's acknowledge that. Let's say it does exist. Geez, I fell through that one again. Yeah, I copped it again. And why was it so playful when it was a serious matter? And then the whole thing got created, and new stories got created, and new beliefs and new sensations and emotions. Yeah. Was there empathy? Was there sensitivity in that heated conversation? Yeah. Yeah, let's be careful for those that are really, really playful in the nature, especially in a relationship. Sometimes I think that's a pattern, and it's also the fear of being vulnerable and the need, and also our need to control things. And controlling is another thing that a lot of anxious folks go through. Fearing the unknown, fearing the uncertainty. We should become more vulnerable. And look, if you're going to give someone your time, make sure it's going to be quality time, not half time, like a game of football, which is distracting for some couples, football, right? Or soccer, or some playful sports, where we get so addicted to it. It's our escapism, it's our playfulness, but at the same time, your partner not be enjoying football. They prefer just to have your quality time. Anyway, the unconscious rule of the ego. What is the unconscious rule of the ego? Well, the power of the ego. We'll look at the power of the ego. It's understanding the influence of the ego on our actions. Wow, didn't see that coming. When you feel, actually the ego gives you a lot of power. It does make you feel in that space. It actually takes you away. It's interesting, the ego, how it does feel like you give yourself a lot of sense, a lot of, you feel in control, whereas actually not in control. That's the thing. Ego makes you feel like you're in control, but you're not in control. So how, the other thing come up for me, so how the ego operates without our consciousness awareness. How the F does the ego do that to us? How does that do that to us? It camouflages it. It shapeshifts. It does all this sort of thing. No wonder people are so anxious, when they can't really judge their reality, and how rigid they can get stuck in their reality, and where then another person comes in being playful. He kind of understands what's going on. And they've done a lot of research. So we got to be careful for folks who they think they know it all. Ego is know it all. But we don't know it all. Because you don't know that you've been played and controlled, which is a good discovery of, to be able to, look deeper into our anxieties. What's the, not the real, the real root cause of something, because that's a bit deeper, but just like this, how are we so influenced by the ego? What the heck, you say? Ego and their actions. So how the ego operates without a conscious awareness? The ego's role in perpetuating the illusions, maintaining control. Why does it do that? Interesting. The ego is between the ID part of the consciousness, and it's also part of the superego. Again, superego, the super consciousness. Okay, so it plays between. It is the mixer. It kind of does the balance thing. It has a lot of control of us. If you want to know more about that, a wonderful book called The Untethered Soul. Get your hands on that one. That teaches you a lot about ego. And I do want to plug something here, because I do have another program that's going to be going. It'll be a four-day free training. It'll be called Conscious Awakening, and based on a wonderful author, Michael Singer, from the book The Untethered Soul. So a group of us are getting together, a few of my clients, and from holistic health, anxiety coaching, and anxiety to tranquility, I all come together, and also from the Facebook groups. There's a lot of people come together on the next segment, going for a 4-week training on this particular area. So yeah, we can then uncover the ego and find the true self of us, and which is interesting, and start awakening, consciously awakening. So that's coming up. Anyone that's interested, send me a message, locate somehow, come on some of my Facebook groups, and especially the one, the Untethered the Untethered Soul in Australia Master Study Group. So happily you'll jump on there and introduce yourself and say hello. Otherwise, I'll be sending a link to my email, and you can get in touch with me that way. All right, so go back to the next part is like breaking free from the egotic chains. How do we break free egotic chains? Last one of the chapters is breaking free. It was not probably breaking free from ancestral. Chains. Over here we're looking at breaking free from egotic chains, cultivating self-awareness to recognize the ego-driven behavior. Let's cultivate self-awareness here. Let's be aware. I'm now providing an awareness thing for you guys, so to actually look into this a bit deeper. And are you the playful one? Are you the one that's struggling with anxiety that's not too playful, it's too rigid, too tense? Which one are you? And when you come across a family member that's a little bit different, whether they know it or they're beyond it, or they've studied anxiety, or they've been in anxious moments like yourself, we don't know. But do they come across a little bit too playful? They're not giving enough attention, and your partner, friends, somewhere in your relationship, so that's what's happened. Once again, it says let's look at embracing vulnerability and become authentic. Now, if we are playful, all right, how authentic is that to that person, especially your loved ones? That's weird, because most of the time you tend to purge your anxious thoughts. You need to talk to someone, a counselor, a life coach, an anxiety coach myself. You need to purge this out, rather, you know. And sometimes your family members won't understand that there are, when you've got these anxious moments, and they need someone to truly authentically listen to you, and so you can come out, be able to be vulnerable, and reach and find your own authenticity. And so the liberation that comes from transcending ego patterns. So once we locate our ego patterns, we are definitely going to feel the changes. How ego plays us, how ego plays us, or creates this playfulness for us, and we don't even know. Once again, like puppets in a string, we don't even know that we're being played. Watch your patterns and liberate ourselves, right? Let's sit there. Now we can look at interconnectedness of pain. Let's talk to that. Interconnectedness of pain. Now, inflicting pain on others. Our unconscious projections of our own pain onto others. So that's what we do. That's what we do in relationships, and all relative relationships. We tend to do that sometimes, in not even unknowing, right? So we got to find out how inflicting pain. So when people do have conflict or an argument, or the negative energy shows up, you got to sit back. Was I the cause of that? Was I being too playful? In the manifestation of this ill feelings. Of these confusing states, of these high anxiety levels. I'm going to ask that question because it does become a ripple effect of actions on those around us. So they get infected, and you get. It's like an infectious disease. It's contagious. And we're going to be careful of these contagious moments. Sometimes we have to be vulnerable and say, "Fuck, it was my fault." Sorry about the F word, but the F bomb, but it was my fault. But how often can we say it's our fault too? Is another thing we need to ask a question. Is it sometimes just better to make space and make some space until the energy lowers down, until the muddy water settles down? The ripple effect. And how about taking some responsibility for the pain we cause to others, or maybe And recognizing patterns, the know it said that, you know, recognize the patterns, I know it, that surfaces up, acknowledging the pattern in the ourselves. I know everything, therefore I'll give a smirk, or I'll have a giggle, or you know, being funny, I'm just trying to maybe make that person feel a bit better. So I'll be playful and make that person feel a bit better who's having some rigid moment, who's totally on anxiety, is totally having a shit life, right? Too much work, but then, and you know that maybe that person's into their space because they're around free will, or they feel trapped, there's no way back, they don't see a way back out of it. Anyway, we can get involved that way. Yeah, I'm kind of really, really sharing here some interesting personal notes here, and it's interesting how we can flare up in an argument, even though I'm an anxiety coach, I know this firsthand, and no one's perfect, you know. We're not built to be perfect. No one is perfect. No one can know it all. No one can be a smart ass. And ego's going to make a smart ass out of us, and as simple as that. So I hope that one reached everyone there, and let's recognize the patterns and discover that the shared experiences and common struggles that we're all having, right? And don't let ego make an ass of us. Simple as that. Doesn't matter whether you think you're wrong or right, shame or guilt, all that sort of stuff. So yeah. So what about a potential for growth and healing through a collective understanding? What about coming to a mutual understanding eventually? Like get salvage that argument. What was that all about? And getting to a higher ground of consciousness and realize, geez, all that anxiety for what? Is it going to repeat again, or are we going to kind of are we going to heal from it and heal from it through collective understanding, by understanding ourselves a little bit on a deeper level? Yeah. Well, my friends, I think that's all I have on this one today on our podcast. Podcast 133. Embracing the paradox of perceiving nature as playful, while acknowledging the presence of anxiety and reality. Our perception is not what we think. Ego is definitely playing us, man, big time. So if we can just unmask the illusion created by our own egos, and just a bit, and then we have, you know, explore the interconnectedness of this pain. Remember, if your loved ones are in pain, and you also will feel the pain one way or another, because it's like sending our thought missiles out there, negative thought missiles, anger missiles, and eventually it does catch. It's something, it projects it, it splits up, and somewhere down the track it's gonna catch, and then whatever you feel, that whatever they feel, you will feel, because in the bottom part of it, the bottom, the whole, some of it, we're all one. We're all interconnected. We're all so interconnected. So let's all unmask this illusion, okay? And yes, we're also interconnected in pain, in pleasure, and joy, you know, in playfulness. I hope this has touched base, and you guys who are listening, welcome those new ones that arrived to the podcast, and I want to thank you for all those that have subscribed, and please subscribe, like us on Facebook pages, or even on Spotify, or on Apple. You just don't know who needs to hear this, and the more you guys subscribe and hit those buttons, the more people get to know this podcast, and the more sharing, the more connection we have, and the more the ego can stand beside us, not in front of us. We can't get rid of ego. So my friends, hope you're all okay there, and if you ever need me, I'm just around. Only your button flick away, and yeah, happy to help. Happy to, I do also offer a free consultation, half-hour consultation for those that are feeling that they are in anxiety and they're kind of suffering at the moment and they need someone to hear them out, and I'm there for you. So yeah, I'll leave my email address and get in touch with me. So yep, so it's Nick Jansen here, holistic health coach for anxiety. Goodbye, my friends. Till our next episode, and stay well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.